guys are racing for Honda Garibaldi, second overall and racing for HRC Gauthier Poulin, and third overall we have Monster Energy Kawasaki Racing Clément Desalles. So team, I start with you. Another victory, but that was really, really special. What a second race that you put out there with Tony Cairoli, just passing one, passing the other one. We saw you exhausted at the end of the race. I think it's the first time I saw you that tired at the end of a moto. Tell us how you lifted.
Yeah, just it was just amazing day, you know. First race, I make life easy with Horschel, and then I was in front, make a little gap. And control the race, so it was nice, you know. I'm really happy with the riding in the first race. Second race was, yeah, it was difficult, you know. Tony was really pushing really hard till the end, you know. We were both, I think, so exhausted on the end, you know, like because we both want to win, you know. And I'm really happy that I make a pass just 3 laps or 4, something like that, before the finish line, and then win also the second one. You know, it feels like home GP. It's unbelievable how many fans is here. So thankful that you know, the motocross in Slovenia is waking, you know. And because in the past years it was, you know, not many people know motocross in Slovenia, but now last 2 years when I became the champion, and this year with performance that I'm putting on the track, it's just amazing how many people start watching motocross. And huge thanks to them, and for sure I want to say huge thanks to my team. You know, we make amazing job. We make a little adjustment before the second race, and it works out. You know, I'm so glad that we did that, and so happy. So really, really huge thanks to them, and for sure to my family, especially my dad. We've been working and dreaming about that. You know, winning the races in a world championship, and you know, it's just amazing.
Is this just one of your most special race victories? I mean, obviously, winning the world title last year was, I guess, one of the best moments of your career, but this one, I guess, was also very, very special.
Yeah, both were special, you know. The World Championship last year was special, and also this race, this Grand Prix in Lombardia was special. Like I said, it was like I was riding in Slovenia, so I'm really happy. Yeah, one more time, huge thanks to them.
In the first moto, we saw you making a little bit mistake, and then Max, I think, was catching you. Then in the second one, with this battle with Antonio, some of us were thinking, okay, what's gonna do now? We sure he wants to win, but at some point I thought also maybe he just wants to ride safe and just, you know, stay in second position. You were still the winner of the event, of the Grand Prix, and then also for the championship was okay. What was in your mind at the moment?
You know, second race was like Tony was in front of me, and yeah, I was completely behind him, and making pass, and then I started breathing a little bit, and then he came inside and blocked me again, so I have to work again. So I passed him again, and then he came in and blocked me again. So I have to work again. Almost after the second time he passed me, I almost give up. But I say no, I will give one more push and try to pass him, and yeah, and the pass was successful, and yeah, it was good.
Thank you, team. Now I'll pass the word, before I open the questions to the floor, I'll pass the word to Gauthier Poulin, second overall in this event. Gauthier, it was a difficult qualifying moto, I would say, for you yesterday, but today you did what you had to do. Fantastic two motos, especially the second one, keeping good rhythm. We saw you making lap times as fast as the guys at the front. So tell us, how was it?
Yeah, for sure, you know, it was good. Like yesterday, I was struggling a little bit with the bike and stuff, and then we make some adjustment, and it works much better. So from the warm-up this morning, I improved a lot, and two normal start, and after second corner, I was pretty good. So this weekend, you know, to make third and second, it's pretty strong weekend, over 40 points. This is what I'm looking for right now, to be strong every time, and definitely happy about the weekend, you know. I'm more healthy, you know. Now was really hot, and like I said in Materli, you know, I want to work hard in the next months to be better again, because I'm still a little short. But yeah, I can't believe, you know, I was that fast back again on the podium, and I'm really happy. I mean, it's just a good gift, you know, after such a hard time.
How much you enjoy Mantova? You said before coming here that it was special also coming to Italy. A lot of fans here supporting you. Was it as you expected?
Sure, you know, Italian fans are always really good with me. I feel it, you know, when they come, they have love, and it's great, you know, they love the sport. And then, especially here in Mantova, when I start being pro, you know, I was like 1 hour away from here, so they came and they just reached for, I mean, for Antonio, for team, for everyone, but I have a good feeling with them, and it's also speaking the same the language also. It's great, and they're always really good for the sport, and they're really, really good with me. So for sure they were reaching more for Antonio in the second moto, but yeah, it was good. I'm pretty happy to have this, to perform like this at this GP.
Thank you very much, Gauthier. And now third overall, Clément Desailles. Clément, welcome back. It was a long wait for us to see you back here, but finally you made it after, you know, struggling with the injuries and so on. You are fit, you're back again. I guess that you're happy with being back on the podium.
Yeah, for sure. I'm really happy to be back on that podium. You know, it was really difficult. I had to wait a couple of, like a lot of days to be back here, and I had to work a lot. And yeah, my weekend yesterday started really bad actually, and you know, I could make it completely different today, so it was really good. I had a better feeling, and I think that the start is really the key of doing a consistent race and good result now. So yeah, to answer your question, I really enjoy to be on the podium and to be back there, and hope so, you know, I'm back to my complete level, but I don't think so yet. You know, I have to work again on me and the bike. So you know, we have a complete new bike, so it's good. But you know, it's like I think it's easy to get like 90% of the bike. But, you know, now you need to be like almost on the top of everything to fight for a podium and or for a win. So it's in a good way. So I'm really happy about that, and I will enjoy my podium.
Tell us about the races today. First moto a little bit different from the second one. Tell us the difference between both and how you felt out there.
Yeah, like I said, you know, yesterday my weekend started really bad. I had a really bad day. I crashed in the start with Townley, and then I had to fight from really far away, and then I didn't ride good. I had bad feeling, and I hurt my finger. So, you know, last night I said, okay, tomorrow is another day, and try to enjoy riding. And I know that when I am enjoying riding, the results are better. And I could make it completely different than yesterday. I had some actually correct start, not the best, but because I was quite outside. And then first moto, I was like 5 in second corner, and then I 5-6, and I could have good riding and then come back second. It was really good. I had a good feeling, and I was happy about that. And the second one, start was a little bit not that good, and also come back in fourth position. That was I gave my best, and actually I was not thinking I'm on the podium. You know, I was focused on my riding, and really happy to know that I was on the podium when I passed the finish line. So it's good, and I hope that the thing is going. Still just improving and going in a positive way, and would like to thank my team and my family and sponsor who are behind.
Thank you very much, Clément. Now I open the questions to the floor. I don't know if you have any questions for team Gauthier or Clément. So that's all, guys. Let's do a group photo all together, and we will continue with the MX2, the European and the women.